Louis Mudge is the Central Africa director at Human Rights Watch. Mudge, who lived in Rwanda for several years, says elections there are a mere performance and always produce big wins for President Paul Kagame.
Notwithstanding some of the economic progress that President Kagame's made, he's effectively been in power since effectively July 1994. That progress has not been matched in terms of political and civil rights. And that reflects open space for people to have an independent political platform that disagrees with the RPF.
Kagame won over 99% of the vote, according to preliminary results announced on Monday. Earlier this year, like many analysts, Strathmore University lecturer Edgar Githua predicted the 66-year-old Kagame would win big, but had no doubt the size of the victory would be greatly exaggerated.
Rwanda is the paradox of Africa. Paradox of Africa because the Rwandese themselves are afraid to talk about their own election. If you have a vote where 98% of the population vote for one candidate, that is a red flag. Nobody is that popular in this world.
Kagame, who has held various roles since 1994, won by a similar margin in 2017. At a watch party organized by his ruling Rwandan Patriotic Front, he acknowledged that some people found his margin of victory this year suspicious. He says, "This is a strange thing. That's why there are so many who don't understand it, criticize it, but instead it continues to increase. It's the uniqueness of the RPF and the uniqueness of Rwandans," he said. Indeed, Kagame's supporters, including Samuel Kwazera, say they would vote for him forever if they could.
During the genocide of 1994, I was 4 years old. Now it's 30 years until today. And can see the progress, can see democracy going on. I'm proud. I wish myself, as I love him, he can be forever and ever.
Mudge says while there are Rwandans who will continue to vote for Kagame, this was not a free and fair election.
For our point, as an organization that really defends the civil and political rights of people in Rwanda to express themselves, our point is the context is very different if you want to express yourself differently, if you want to criticize government policy. There's simply no space for them to operate.
Kagame faced two opponents, Democratic Green Party candidate Frank Habineza and independent candidate Philip Mpayimana. Both received less than 1% of the vote. Other candidates, including some of Kagame's most vocal critics, were barred from running for president, including Diane Ruigara. One of the reasons was that she didn't garner the 600 signatures of support needed in her application. Mudge said in Rwanda's political climate, Ruigara had no chance to get the signatures or a place on the ballot.
With Diane Ruigara and with Victoire Ingabire, this is not about this technical aspect of signatures. This is about not allowing compelling, articulate women to run and to take attention and basically challenging the narrative.
Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza, another critic of President Kagame, who was a presidential candidate in the 2010 elections, was arrested, tried, and jailed on charges of terrorism and threatening national security. She was released 8 years later through a presidential pardon. She says elections in Rwanda have long been predetermined.
Persistence win of a presidential election if it close to 100% is not a sign for popularity, but of lack of competition. And I don't understand why they refuse to allow the most credible challengers to participate against President Kagame in election in Rwanda, because it is not honoring 2024. That was the case in 2003, 2010, 2017.
Recently, President Kagame called her a genocidaire and said her life will not end well.
I was surprised that President Kagame talking that I am from genocidaire family. But those are accusations using by the government to intimidate everyone who challenges the Rwanda government.
Analysts acknowledge that Kagame does enjoy real popularity among Rwanda's electorate, mainly for his ability to guide the East African country toward internal stability and economic progress since the 1994 genocide, when an estimated 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus were killed by Hutu extremists. At the same time, they say, Kagame continues to stifle dissent as support for the president and his policies is not unanimous. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.